Okay. A person has to have the attitude that Hashem is paying attention to every little detail. The Gemara in Chagiga articulates a strategy of the Yetzer Hara that we may find ourselves listening to the Yetzer Hara whispering these words in our ears, and they're false. The Yetzer Hara says to you, it's okay, go ahead, do the Avera, because Baruch Hu is going to be mocha you. Al tishmalo. Chazal preempted that advice of the Yetzer Hara to tell you it's incorrect. Zedavar pashrim vur. And it has to be incorrect. Tihine keel emes Hashem. God is the God of emes. That doesn't only mean that he is the true God as opposed to the false God, but he is the God of truth. Kadosh Baruch is like a rock, absolutely perfect in all of his actions, and all of his ways are just. Kel Amuna, a faithful God, vein avel, meaning there's no deviation from justice. He came to Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote about mishpat, he nekachu avor al mishpat halam as aayim and as chus kumov and achova. I came to mishpat who wrote that, so she didn't call ish kudrachav, a kubrima Allah, betachas adikli ben tov ben lamutav. So if Hashem indeed has this title of being the Kel Amunah, the Kel of Emes, because Baruch Hu wants justice, so if he needs to pass judgment, and he cannot ignore something of a mitzvah, nor can he ignore something which is a chovah. Okay? Because it needs a deliberate and balanced, just response to everything that a person does. B'tachlus ha'diktuk with the ultimate precision, regardless of what the outcome is, good or bad. Whether Hashem is addressing a tzaddik or a rasha, that is the approach that Hashem with this mitzvah of emes will take. So Hashem, again, responds with justice, responds with judgment, and must, again, give the schar v'onesh for the mitzvah of the Aveira of Ainli Malet. And there's no sidestepping that. You cannot circumvent it. Okay. So step one, he says that it's logical and it is mukhrach. You have to accept if truth is what embodies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, we'll say, persona, kiryachol. He doesn't have a personality, doesn't have an identity in the same way that we do. But if we characterize him as a Kel Amunah, it means that it's strict judgment. Because if you let something go, then that is a chisaron in emes. If I pay attention, right, if you think about a teacher who cracks down on one kid who misbehaves in the class, and the other kid is his, brother-in-law's nephew, and they know each other for a long time, so he's a little softer on that guy. So this teacher is lacking in his midah of emes. What does it mean he's lacking in the midah of emes? Did he tell a lie? Did you ask him something and he told you something that wasn't the truth? No. Emes in Hanhaga also encompasses consistency. Because if you punish Reuven and you're lighter on Shimon for the same infraction, so it means that even if on the books Reuven deserves the response that he got, the retribution that he got, the punishment that he got, because you're not using that same response in every situation to Shimon as well, so even that which you did to Reuven is ultimately false. Because you say you're doing it out of justice, but if it was really justice, it would carry over to every place that you are required to respond. So emes is not just about truth, it's also about consistency. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consistent in this midah of analyzing every little detail of our lives, whether good, whether bad, schar and onesh. Im tomar, so here, Rabbi said this is one of the most well-known passages in the Masechta Yesharim, and it is truly classic. Based on what I just said, you have a major kasha in all of Yiddishkeit. Imke midas harachamim, lama hi omedes. What is this thing called midas harachamim? You just went the last three or four pages detailing the precision of the midas adin. So there's no room for midas harachamim anymore. You just told me that midas harachamim should actually be sheker because it betrays an inconsistency in the din. If Hashem has to be so exacting on every little thing, then where is there room for rachamim?
Hatshuva. This is the answer. Now, there's a few different answers he's going to give that all come together as part of this mahalach. V'adai midas harachamim hi kiyumo shel olam. He says, let's be honest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas harachamim is the kiyumo shel olam. It's what keeps this world spinning. Shalahayu omid zuloso klal. Without the midas harachamim, then the world would cease to function. It couldn't exist without it. How do we know that? He doesn't bring this as a riot, but everyone should know from the beginning of Bereshis. Exactly. How does the Torah start? Our Bereshis bara Elokim. It's the Shemayim Vesa Arts. Arts Ha'is Hosov Avo. The Choshach Al Pnei Sahom. The Ruach Elokim. Rachefes Al Pnei Amayim. First two Pesukim in the Torah. And the way that Hashem refers to himself is Elokim. What? Elokim. And Elokim is the Midas Adin. In fact, I could count as the Midas Adin that the word Elohim, or I should say the word Elohim, doesn't actually mean God. Okay? It actually means a judge. And there are a number of psukim later on in the Torah in Parsha Mishpatim, and you'll see this at the beginning of Mesech Sanhedrin, where the word Elohim straight up appears in the Torah, and it does not mean anything, spiritual, deification, godly. It just means a judge. So it means, if we see the term Elohim used to refer to Hashem, it means that there's a focus on the Midas Hadin. But what you find as the Pesukim continue in Parshas Bereishis is that there's a transition to the name Yudkei Vavke. Yudkei Vavke represents Midas HaRachman. Just hard enough for now, but it's fascinating to watch in the beginning of Parshas Balak. As Hashem goes back and forth with Bilam, is he going to go curse the Jews, not going to curse the Jews? When you get a chance, when you get to Shalai Mikra in the summer, follow the Elohim and Hashem over there, which is fascinating. Hashem's talking to a Rasha, and he's encouraging him to go. He's trying to hold him back from going. Right? It's very, very interesting, and you also have to follow the Unklus. Unklus notes the differences sometimes as well. But here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally intended to create the world and be manning the world, to run the world. Al Pi Midas Hadin, and he saw that the world would not survive, and therefore he had to incorporate, he had to be mishtatef, Chazal say, the Midas HaRachamim as well. And that's what he's referring to over here. So the Ramchal, even without the Pesukim, even without the Chazal, says that it's intuitive that, I guess, if you're talking about human nature, if you're talking about people and their failings, so Midas Adin would not survive, as it were. Midas Adin Loka. He says, even though I'm ready to commit to that truth, Midas HaRachamim is indispensable, Midas Adin is not loke. What does that mean? It means that Midas Adin can still maintain its mission nonetheless. Vizeh. How so? Kilafishur said, Adin ma'amish, ayuroi, shachote, yonish, me'ate, givuchato, b'li amton ha'klal. Said, if you were exercising Midas Adin, so let's be honest, person doesn't have air, what happens? Lightning bolt comes down from Shemayim, zaps him, dead. Okay? Or, well, the punishment has to be immediate. Right? If there's no cause and effect, so then justice is not served. If someone, unbelievable, in our building, a lot of packages stolen. And that's unfortunately something that I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of you guys, if you live in apartments, also feel that as well. Since the pandemic, so there's a lot more homeless people around, there's a lot more drug addicts around, and they find their way into the mail rooms, and they're taking people's Amazon packages. So in our building, they were able to identify the thief, got him on video on a number of occasions, and they brought in the police, and they brought in the detectives, and there's a little bit the police can do, but they say, like, all right, if we find him, like, so we bring him down to the station, and then we got to let him out, and like, maybe he gets a court date, but like, who knows if he'll show up, so like, there's nothing more disillusioning, especially if you're a taxpayer in New York City, and the cops, they're being paid from your hard-earned money, your hard-earned tuition dollars, okay, isn't it chaval if we can't actually exercise Midas Adin? The guy steals the packages, brings it home, and he shows up and smiles to the police, and then he goes back and does it again the next night. It's happening, night by night. So, Midas Adin is only effective, and it only has its place if there's a concrete
cause and effect. You do something wrong, you pay the price. Not only does it have to be immediate to truly be just, but it also has to have a commensurate charon af. What does charon af mean? It's from Kriya Shema. Charon af Hashem. Right, anger. Meaning, you have to, you know, it has to have teeth, right? If it's just like, oh, you know, bad boy, don't do it again, right? So even if it is immediate, but if it doesn't have an impact, so then it's not going to create the desired effect. It's not din. So yeah, tikkun l'chei klal. It doesn't actually correct anything. So he says, think about this for a second. How can you really correct or fix an avera? After all, once the deed is done, once you violated the rule, so then there's nothing that can uproot that reality. If a person murders, if he commits adultery, how can you take an action and wipe it and erase it from history? Can you take the reality of the action performed and remove it from our existence? No. So these three elements of din find their place for reversal in the midas harachum. What are the three things? Number one, the din requires an immediate response. Number two, it has to be a commensurate response where the wrath is felt. And number three is that midas hadin recognizes that once the avera is committed, there's no way to reverse the effects. Midas harachum, on the other hand, as follows: the hainu shiyutan zman lechotiv v'likachim na'arz miyad kishachata. Midas harachum does, number one, it delays the response time. It gives the sinner a chance to continue life and not be destroyed immediately upon sin. Number two, the whatever response there is, whatever punishment comes, is not ultimately destructive, meaning a person can suffer yisurim, but it will not completely wipe him out. And additionally, tshuva is given, is an opportunity for a person to do tshuva as a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to do tshuva? So we said that Midas HaDin would indicate that if it's done, it can't be reversed. Tshuva allows akiras haratzon ka'akiras ha'maisa. When I clap al chet and I say, I'm sorry, Hashem, that I did it, and I regret it, and I don't ever want to do it again, what I'm doing essentially is uprooting my will to have done it on that occasion. And if a person does tshuva and says, Hashem, I'm so sorry, I know you didn't want me to do this, I know this is destructive, I know this is not growing in Yiddishkeit, but hey, you know, I'm glad I have finally had some fun because it was worth it, right? If you say that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a fallacy and that's a travesty, right? What are you saying? You're saying I don't really regret doing what I did because it was worth it while I was doing it. But all right, but you know, diet starts tomorrow, right? That's basically what you're saying. So comes along the Mesil Shem. He says when you perform tshuva, so you're oker the machshava. Retroactively, you say no, I never really did want to do it. It wasn't worth it. It didn't make any sense that I would do it. Hashem says that's as if the Maisa is also approved. When a person recognizes the chet and they admit to it. Also, and he thinks about how bad and destructive it is and how terrible it is to violate the will of Hashem. And in the process of tshuva, he demonstrates a true regret for the avera. It is as if he uproots the chet from the very beginning in the same way that Hataras Nedarim makes it as if you had never had a will to say that oath in the first place. Shumistachim Lagamri, he is completely regretful and interested in changing his attitude and his ratzon to originally have done the aver. He wishes and he yearns to be able to say that it was ever done. And he has a tremendous pain in his heart, and that pain makes him feel he never wanted to do it. And he leaves that Aveira forevermore, and he runs away from it. Meaning, he actually demonstrates, by not even approaching a situation where he'll have that Nisayin again, that he has no interest in the Aveira. That Akiras Ritzono, the fact that he uproots his will, his desire for the Aveira, makes it as if the Aveira never happened, just like Hataras Nedarim makes it as if the Nedar never happened, and it achieves Kapara. That's exactly what's described in Nishayin in a very literal sense. The Avon is removed. Tshuva means it wasn't done. Right? You think about doing very poorly on a very big test, right? So you're holding the grade in your hand, and the feeling of pain, if you've ever experienced it, must be terrible. To like, oh, this is it's going to ruin my entire semester. I got to drop the class, have to pick up shir for credit again. You know, I worked so hard. I was up till 4 a.m. studying for this test. And then the teacher says, I decided to drop the lowest grade. And then you lift up your hands, there's like this light coming down from Shemayim, the angels are singing, and wow, this, you know, my life has just been saved. Baruch Hashem. Okay? And Zaktim Sosin Sharim, that's the feeling of tshuva. It's like it never happened. It's like this test never happened. Yeah, you still went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? But it's like it never happened. That painful, painful feeling it disappears. If mamish sar avanacha v'tascha t'chupar, the aveira is removed. Sha'avon sar mamish me'ametzias v'nekar ma'sha'achshu mitzar mitznachem al ma'sha'il ma'freya. It's as if the reality was completely imagined. It was an illusion. And now, the feeling of regret at this moment retroactively creates the situation that doesn't exist. So said, that is definitely not consistent with Shuras Adin. That is a chesed. So the Mesilchim says all these three things, right? On the one hand, these are the ways that Midas HaRachamim operate, but I told you that has to somehow reconcile with Midas HaDin. These three elements, number one, that the deed is done, you can't reverse it, we got past that. The fact that the punishment is not immediate, no. Hashem says, I'll give you time to do chashman nefesh, do tshuva, and regret what you did wrong. And number three, the fact that whatever the punishment is, the punishment will still leave you room to continue and to move on, to grow. So it's not Mishuras HaDin, but it's not Makish HaDin. There's some things which are inconsistent with Midas HaDin, and there's some things that can still live alongside Midas HaDin. You know, Makesh, it doesn't fully contradict Din. Shari Yesh Tzad Litlospo. Because there is still some remnant of a logical explanation of what's going on over here. Shetach Tzad Rotsin Shinesratza Bechayt Ba'anoa Shinena Vimeno Ba'atano Chama Vatzar. He says, Rabbi, this is very important. So there's that parallel, or I guess it's more of like an inverse response relationship. That if I did the Aveira and I wanted it and I enjoyed it at that time, but I feel regret afterwards, they cancel each other out. Meaning I can erase by demonstrating that at this point, this is not really something good or desirable for me. It shows that it never really was something desirable for me, and that's enough. That nechama, that tzar, that regret cancels out the rutzen that was there before. If Hashem gives you extra time, He doesn't punish you right away, and He says you now have a chance to think about what you did, right? Like a parent tells a kid, sends him in the room, think about what you did. Is that relinquishing midas hadin? No, it's providing the opportunity. Patience and tolerance open the door for a person to correct what they did wrong. If you don't give a chance for the person to respond, it may be midas hadin, but at the same time, savlonas ksas, a little bit of patience, allows one to get their foot in the door. So if Hashem totally ignored your avera, okay, that would be a different story. But patience isn't totally ignoring avera. There's so many other things on the list
that Hashem provided for us to get out of the rut of Averos. Bramazaka Ava. Bramazaka Ava. What does that mean? Gemara says that a child, a son, says Kaddish, does a mitzvah, Lilui Nishmas, a parent, even though we always say, we make a big deal about the fact that your time in the world is it. This is all you're going to get a chance to do. After you die, you got to move on and deal with the consequences, Chayav Onesh. But take advantage of the time you're here. There's an exception. A person learns Lilui Nishmas, a parent, it counts, and that person can continue to rise in Olam Haba with the additional merits that the person accrues. O Miktas Nefesh Kol Nefesh. Hashem says, a person in theory may deserve to die. Scary thought. If a person suffers some sort of injury, Miktas Nefesh is Kol Nefesh. Right? Example of that in a very practical halachic sense is if a person would puncture their skin, for whatever reason, even for a blood test or some sort of medical purpose, you're in violation of a Melach on Shabbos. Okay? Removing blood is a Melach on Shabbos. Which Melach is it? What?
It's not
dash,
is it?
It could be. It's a clever answer, but that's not really the answer. What's the main answer? Aaron, you say it?
I'm not sure
it's a no. Shchita. Okay.
Sharing?
What's that?
Sharing?
No. That's sharing. A separate rule. That's called Gozes.
Question. You're popping the pimple of Yidah Rashim Mitzkavi? Because your intent isn't to draw blood, but sometimes blood.
Yeah, the Gemara has a hatcher for that. The Gemara has a hatcher for that. If it's causing you tsar, you can pop a pimple. Okay? But bless you. The malacha of removing blood from the body is shochet. Shochet? Shochet is killing something, right? Answer is no. Miktas nefesh, kechol nefesh. Ki adam hu nefesh. You're removing your life force when you remove the blood, and that already constitutes shochet. So in a person's charv onesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give a lighter punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish, that even a partial death counts for a death also. So meaning that the Midas Adin still finds its place. It's the Inam Machish Adin. We still find the makum for the Midas Adin to exist. All these things must come to Rechamim. Daki Chesedim Makabel Samuat Kimruba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides many avenues of chesed by which even a small amount of tshuva or response to a variable count as if the person did a lot. Achlom is Nagdim Achish Mamish Midas Adin. Not completely undermining Midas Adin, Kikvar Yesh Bahem Tam Hogan Lahakshav Osam, there is still a sense in the system, and the reason behind this system. Ach Sheyivasru Averos Bulklum, or Shal Yushkach Lehem, but to totally ignore an Avera, or to just pretend that it never happened, Zahaya Neged Adin Lagami, that would be an undermining of the Neged of Midas Adin. Kikvar Lohayim Mishpat Adin Amiti Bidvarim, Akin Ze Yeshali Motze Klau. If one of these opportunities that that Hashem gives us is not capitalized on by the Chote, so then the Midas Adin is going to have its effect. You had your opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Marach Ape, he has patience, but if you don't step up, so then the patience runs out. We went a little bit longer, just wanted to finish the perek, but what he concludes with is that there are overall three general ways to look at the need for Zahiris, going in reverse. Number one, to reinforce in your own mind the severity and the gravity of Schar Va'onesh, and that nothing escapes the watchful eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's recorded and deserves a response. It may be a tempered response, and maybe that Hashem gives us chesed to take advantage of a lighter response, but there's always some sort of midas hadin that is coupled with midas harachamim. That was one attitude. The other attitude is to appreciate that in the future there is a kavod that will be lacking by those who don't put in the extra effort and say, all right, I'll just be a regular guy. I don't need to be the biggest tzaddik in the generation. I'll just be a regular guy. And why do I need to work so hard? Okay? Because when you take that attitude in other areas that people are elevated above you, it burns inside the jealousy and the envy. And if that would bother you on a temporal level in this world and things that are inconsequential, how much more so the eternal regret of not having capitalized on the same opportunities that other people did as well.
And finally, the Shlemi Hadas, the Ha'ara comes from the fact that they appreciate that Shlemus is the best goal, that the achievements in Torah and Mitzvos are the most valuable things that a person can accomplish in this world. That may take a longer path and more effort to fully appreciate, but it is ultimately what drives tzaddikim. It's ultimately what drives people who have seen in their experience in life that there's more to what I'm supposed to do here in this world than what the people around me see as their life goals. Yes, I know.